It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have Quakey Taboni. She's the director of the Boys and Girls Club here in Price. And the Boys and Girls Club for the month of June is our charity of the month here at Castle Country Radio. So we would like to get her in and kind of talk about, you know, what the Boys and Girls Club does, what they are there for, how who they help, all those kinds of great things. And they are a charitable donation company. They take donations, and we'll talk about some of the things if you're interested in maybe helping them out a little bit. Some of the things that, you know, you can take down there and donate. And then we'll kind of wrap up talking about some of the cool things that they've got going on this summer. Quakey, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me here.
Well, anytime we can talk about the Boys and Girls Club, I have a lot of fun, because you guys have a lot of fun down there too.
We sure try.
And that's the great thing about the Boys and Girls Club. So let's just dive right in. For those of us, for those out there that may not know what the Boys and Girls Club does, or that we really even have a Boys and Girls Club in Price, let's talk about Boys and Girls Club for just a moment.
Yeah, Boys and Girls Club is a place that provides a safe space for all youth to attend. Our mission actually is one of the things that I love to refer to. It's our mission is to inspire and empower youth to realize their full potential as productive, responsible, and caring citizens. That's really the goal that we focus around when we are interacting with youth every day. We take kids from kindergarten to 12th grade, and they're separated into juniors and teens, and we really just put all of our heart and souls into making sure that we're empowering our youth.
And really, the thing that I like about Boys and Girls Club, and because it's always been a focus ever since day one when they first started coming in and talking to us about Boys and Girls Club, is you're there, you know, right after school. It's a great place for kids to go so they don't have to be home by themselves. They can go hang out with their friends. They can go play video games. They can watch movies. They can, you know, play pool, just have fun down there. However, homework always comes first.
Absolutely.
Got to get that homework done before you can do anything fun. And I love that about the Boys and Girls Club. And you guys always offer help. You're there to help them with their homework. You also have cool activities for after school and things like that. And that's just awesome that you guys have given kids in the county a place to kind of go hang out, like I said, hang out with their friends. And you know, if they so they don't have to go home by themselves and just sit at home. Because, you know, when they go home, they're to their own devices. And they just play video games. We all know that. It's okay.
Yep. There's a little bit of video games here, too, but we try to keep it moderate.
And that schoolwork comes first. Yep. That's the most important part. So let's talk about the fact that you guys do accept charitable donations. And you know, and they run the gamut. You know, you were saying before we came on the air, you always get things like school supplies and things like that. And while those are great, there are other things that people could donate that maybe they don't even think about. So let's talk about, you know, you brought up cleaning supplies.
Yeah, we've been so lucky. This community really is just amazing with the donations that we've received. And we always get people asking. And the biggest thing for us, like one of our biggest expenses, is cleaning supplies, especially with COVID right now. You know, Lysol wipes, Lysol spray, any kind of sanitizing stuff really just helps us to make sure that we're keeping the germs down, keeping the kids safe.
And as we said, you know, school supplies are welcome anytime, but cleaning supplies, that's a tough one to keep on top of, especially as you said, with COVID and all those related things that are going on right now that we're trying to keep everybody safe from. The other thing that, you know, and I never even really thought about this, you brought up, is scholarships.
Yeah, so as you may know, the fee is $20, and that's for the whole summer, and then another $20 fee for the school year enrollment. But one of the things that we look for and that we try to offer for youth in the area is a scholarship, and those are paid for by donations from people in the community. So oftentimes, people will drop by, you know, $20 cash, and we put it straight to a child's enrollment in our program. Other times, you know, a parent will drop by and they'll pay for an extra membership. And that really is a huge help to make sure that the kids that need Boys and Girls Club and that, you know, want to be there but may not have the funds can get down there and can come to the program. And then we also look for other ways to fundraising to make sure that everybody who needs the opportunity is getting the opportunity to come.
And so if anybody is interested in, you know, funding scholarships or anything like that, yeah, it's just a matter of, you know, taking money down and just giving it to you guys. And yeah, you can pay for a kid to go to Boys and Girls Club during the school year. You can pay for a kid to go to the summer programs and give them that opportunity. And that's just another great way that you can help out the local Boys and Girls Clubs. And speaking of summer programs, you guys always have fun in the summertime. And some of the things, what are some of the things you guys got going on this summer?
Oh my goodness. We have field trips galore. I won't give you a sneak peek of the specifics yet because we're keeping it a surprise, but we have a whole afternoon of activities where they're going to be in and out of the building. We have Summer Brain Gain, which is our academic program. Our staff are being trained on it right now as we speak, but it's... There's no homework in the summer, and kids don't want to be sitting around doing worksheets. It's the best, most fun academic twist that you could possibly have to get kids learning, but also having fun at the same time.
Well, and the one thing that when we've talked about your summer programs just earlier in the year, it sounds like you guys always try and get outside.
Absolutely.
Instead of staying there at the club. It's always, and you know, it may be a short hike up to Wood Hill or going up to the park and things like that, but it's always focused on trying to get these kids outside and enjoying the outside and getting some fresh air. And that's another great thing about the Boys and Girls Club.
We're really excited for summer because every day in the summer they have scheduled outside time. And in the wintertime, you don't always get that, and we're just super excited to be able to be out of the building and into the community.
All right, Quakey Taboni, one more time with the Boys and Girls Club. If people are interested in donating or even just want to come down and talk to you about some things, where are you guys located?
We are on 60. We are located at 60 East 100 North in Price, and our phone number is 637-6066. If you ever have any questions, just give us a call.
All right, so go on down there, give them a call. It's the Boys and Girls Club of Price here, and it is the charity of the month for Castle Country Radio. Quakey, once again, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.